This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law aimed at improving foster families.
For the record, Senator David Sater from the 29th District, and I bring to you today Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160 modifies provisions relating to child protection. The proposal was given Missouri Senate approval on March 30th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 8th, signed by the executive branch on June 22nd, and became law on August 28th, although some portions took effect upon the governor's signature. The new law has seven main points. The Joint Committee on Child Abuse and Neglect, definitions of child abuse and neglect, records of child abuse and neglect, the Foster Care Bill of Rights, foster care kinship placements, juvenile court proceedings, and the presence of certain offenders in public places. When Senate Bill 160 was first heard in the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on February 1st, sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, said the key provision was the Foster Care Bill of Rights.
And also provides that every foster child and foster parent would receive orientation and explanation of what the Foster Care Bill of Rights is. This bill would say that every children's division office, residential care facility, a child placing agency or other agency involved in the care and placement of foster children would have to post the Bill of Rights in their office.
During committee discussion, Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County told the sponsor she believes this to be more of a beginning than a standalone law.
I don't think that we are close to being there to take care of these children that seem like their voices are lost in the quagmire of bureaucracy. But that's my concern, is recognizing the importance of familiar stability in foster care and adoption placement. It shall be the practice of the Children's Division to support the reunification of the child with the child's parents or legal guardian, and when the Children's Division determines that doing so is in the best interest of the child.
When the measure was talked about on the Missouri Senate floor on March 29th, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned she likes what the new law will do.
I just wanted to compliment you. I just read through the changes in the bill. I think it makes it even better, and I had supported it originally in committees. By trying to encourage that siblings are going to be able to live together, if that's possible, is a huge step forward to keep as much of a family intact as possible. So congratulations on making a decent bill a better bill. I appreciate that.
Well, next up for lawmakers, we'll be assigning numbers to pre-filed legislation, which will happen on December 1st. The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.